Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. Two men in a truck in Billings. They did a promotion last year where they gave three moves away to veterans. Very successful. They doubled down on that this year. We're going to talk about that and how you can participate in that as well. And it's Jeremy Ide in studio from Two Men in a Truck today. He is a Marine veteran, and we've got that today on Voices of Montana. Jeremy Ide is with us in studio. He is a Marine veteran, but he is the owner of Two Men in a Truck in Billings, Montana, and they're doubling down on this commitment to serve veterans. I'll just let Jeremy lay the background as he's in studio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate that.
Yeah. No, it's been such a great experience last year. Got to make, got to experience a mom cry out of gratitude.
You didn't make her cry, but you kind of did. I assisted,
but it was for a good reason. Yeah. And as for that reason, we're back again this year to do it bigger and better. So really excited for that.
Well, that is really cool. And that's what I want to talk about. First of all, let's lay this down. This is a promotion. Two Men in a Truck is a national organization, but it's owned locally by you guys. And so you can do this. This is where last year you did it, 3-4 free giveaway. I want to talk about that, and then what this is. People can nominate veterans, and just go to Two Men and
Two Men and a Truck.com. The best way to nominate a veteran, we have a Facebook page and a post about me talking about the promotion on there, and there's a link on that on the promotion. Or people can go to nonstoplocal.com and click on the contest page.
Right.
Nonstop's helping us with that giveaway.
Yeah. Talk about this experience. I mean, last year you guys came up with this idea, and it was so successful and moving to the point where you thought, that's not enough. We're going to double down on it this year.
Yeah, it was so fun to draw the winners and call the winners back and have that experience. And even better, I went on both moves, moving all the veterans that we did move last year. And it was so much fun seeing the gratitude for the veterans and us moving them. It felt so great. That, you know, our office had a discussion about it. We talked about it and how we're going to do this year. And we decided to do it bigger and better and just double down and move six this year. So
what does the move entail? I mean, are they looking, and oftentimes it's disabled veterans, but that's not a prerequisite, I think.
No, sir. Yeah.
That's why you want people to nominate veterans. And what does the move entail?
Yeah. Professional move, white glove service move. We will come to the veteran's house. Pattern wrap their furniture, load their items carefully into our truck, and then we will take their belongings to the next location, unpad everything, put all the furniture where they need to go, put beds back together, and set up their new house, the way they want it.
What do you, and thanks for that. I mean, that sounds like it's a, you know, start to finish kind of deal.
Oh, yeah.
For them. Give us a little story. Give us, as you did a couple of those moves last year, look into that in your mind right now, look into that veteran's eyes and tell me what they were going through prior to where you helped them.
Yeah. I'll tell you real quick. There was one of the veterans we did help. He was not quite ready, and he didn't know quite what he was going to do. Actually, I think he was going to reach out to us to eventually hire us, but we just drew him as a winner. He didn't know he got nominated. And, when we went to go help him out, he was so grateful, and I think he cried a little bit, and it was just, it just felt real. I mean, just out, I mean, all business aside, we're just people helping people, and it felt really good.
Did he feel lonely? Did he feel a little bit unloved, I guess?
You know, to be honest, he was all by himself, yeah. An older gentleman, he was just really grateful to have somebody to help him out, and we really felt it. And it's all about that gratitude that just makes us want to do more and more and more. And so we can't wait for those experiences this year to see what comes of it.
Did you guys share then some comforting talk about what was your service like and talk about your mates and things like that?
Yeah. You know, I didn't talk too much about with the veterans themselves. I think the one I'm talking about, he was an Air Force veteran, great older guy. But he didn't talk too much about his service. But it was, you know, we all veterans always love camaraderie and helping mm-hmm. each other out. And yeah. so just yeah. feeling that camaraderie again and having brothers by your side, helping you have lift the heavy items that he couldn't lift. It was amazing.
Well, you're a big guy, and you were kind of talking about some of the people you hire are pretty big people too. There's a reason for that. Yeah. They are movers,
yeah.
right? Yeah. But you've got more than just yourself as a veteran behind the wheels here. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, we got a great staff. We got about 10 or 11 movers, great office staff. We have professional packer deorganizers on staff as well. So we do full service packing jobs. When we go to a house and pack somebody's whole house up, or maybe just a portion of the house, we have professional packers on staff that can help with that transition.
That's pretty cool. And who doesn't want that, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Full service, you know. Don't have to lift a thing.
Are you busy?
We are so busy. I mean, it's crazy how busy we're. We opened about 3.5 years ago, and we're grateful to be as busy as we are. We've been grateful to the people of Montana to help us stay as busy as we are.
And I'm looking at your website too. There's a lot of services. You were talking about some packing services, other services. It's not just only vets either. You know?
No, sir.
Just,
yeah, yeah. We'll move anybody across town inside their house if they need some heavy items moved inside their house, getting ready for the holidays. Like I said, if they need packed, we'll pack the whole house. If you need moved across the country, we've gone to New York, L.A., Arizona. We just got back from Minnesota. So we'll go anywhere you need to go.
I did not know that. I mean, you see two men in a truck, and you said they've been around 40 years.
40 years.
Yeah.
It's been a great, be a part of such a great franchise, and they really do take care of us and really allow us to do what we do in the community.
Yeah, and you can make your own decisions. That's why this promotion is something that you guys are carrying on yourself here. Are you pushing it at a national level? I mean, it sounds like this is something that if two men in a truck on that national level is looking for a good promotion, you came up with something.
You know, I hope so. I did talk about it at our last national convention, and I think that's why it did get noticed a little bit and got pushed out. So, yeah, if it does get pushed out and noticed more, I would love to push out nationally. That would be amazing.
Jeremy Eidegen with us here. He is one of the owners of Two Men and a Truck, general manager there, as well as the outfit in Billings. And they've got this promotion going on. It was, you know, they called 3 for free giveaway, but it's actually 6 now this year. Well, they'll move 6 veterans free of charge. And you just heard him talk about the service there. So nominate a veteran. So we're a statewide audience. And of course you're kind of in the Billings area, but you'll do it. Your service area is Laurel. I mean, Huntley Project. It's pretty wide around here. Are there, you know, talk about how this would apply for anybody listening across the state there.
Anybody listening across the state, if you want to go to nonstoplocal.com, click on contest page, nominate a veteran that may be in the Billings, Laurel, Lockwood area that may be looking for a move, big or small, nominate them and tell us a little bit about them, and we will draw them on November 10th or November 11th on Veterans Day and pick our winners.
So that's going on right now, and actually you have the deadline won't be until Veterans Day.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I'm excited to see some pictures from this.
Oh, yeah.
And hear about
wait.
The people you meet this year through this process.
And that's what it's all about, is just meeting those cool people and helping out people. It warms my heart so much.
Oh, Cody's pointing to something here and laughing, and I can see why. All I can see, he highlighted something on your website, the grandma rule.
Oh, the grandma rule.
Yeah, what's the grandma rule?
Everybody loves the grandma rule.
Yeah.
Where we treat every customer as if we would want our own grandma treated. And so that's what we strive by, and our guys love it. And we have a couple of pictures on a Facebook page with a couple grandmas, customer grandmas, and they get a kick out of it.
So everybody ought to have a grandma rule.
Everybody has a grandma rule. Come on.
Yeah. And you help moms a lot, too. That's another one of those promotions you do.
Yeah, Movers for Moms. It's right before Mother's Day there. We'll partner with other businesses in the local area to gather toiletries and other mom essential items. And then we, at the end of it, right near Mother's Day, we donate all of it to the YWCA here in Billings.
Nice. So I appreciate that. I want to talk a little bit about why you do this. You're a Marine Corps veteran as well and served overseas. Probably have some friends who you can think of right now whose family is without them. Mm. You know, talk about your connection to the military and to veterans, Jeremy.
You know, when I left the military back in 2002, I really missed the camaraderie, really missed my brothers and sisters and being able to help out and be a part of something bigger. when I my previous life, I lived in Seattle, a lot bigger area. And about 5 years ago, moved to Montana, moved to Billings area, and really dove into the community feel of everything, and really allowed me to get more connected with my veteran comrades here in Billings. And so it's just easier to get connected with everybody. And so it made it more possible to do some stuff like this and to give back. And so, yeah, I just love being here. Love being around more veterans and people that love veterans, and just wanted to help out as much as we can. And with the catalyst of 2 Minute Truck allowed me to do what we're doing.
Well, and I think it's great because, who doesn't need a move?
Right.
You know, your service, what do you take away from your service, Jeremy?
You know, it just,
what'd you do?
Yeah. You know, long story short, right before the military, I wanted to sell real estate for the life of me. I don't know why. Ever since I was a kid.
And beats so, working for a living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I had that as a goal. And so, when I went to the Marine Corps, they got to pick my job of some sort. And, so I picked legal administrator. And so I ran a helicopter, squadron office for 4 years.
Oh.
To really learn how to run an office. And so when I got out, I got my real estate license and sold real estate for 20 years. So it worked out. So, and now I'm back here and running a moving company. And it's just a different way of helping people out and getting people moving forward. But let's be honest, nobody loves moving. And, it's not gotten easier over the years. So it's just, it's nice always knowing somebody that can help you move and take care of things the right way. And you don't have to lift a finger. So we love being that point of contact for people here locally in Billings.
Yeah, and I think it's fun because everybody can relate to the move, you know.
Oh, yeah.
People are thinking about, boy, what a day that was, and then, and all the hell, and all the work that goes into it.
We have a joke. It's a pizza and beers. This isn't a thing anymore. I mean,
Jeremy Ide in studio now. He is a proud Marine veteran, and are you the sole owner? No, co-owner then. I want to get that right. For 2 Minute
Truck.
Yeah, right
now, yeah, GM for most of it.
GM, so, yeah. Yeah. And that's 2 Minute Truck at Billings, and there are other 2 Minute Truck franchises out there, 450, as a matter of fact, locations.
That's, yeah, no, we own a couple others here in Montana, Bozeman and Kalispell. Those ones that we're under control of, and there's Missoula as well that we're not.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Well, you're all challenged to do what Jeremy is doing here, and that is giving away six free moves, and that's like full service moves too.
Full service moves.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. To veterans this year, you just have to go to the website and nominate. You're saying Nonstop Local.
Nonstop.com.
You're working with them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And the Veterans Navigation Network. Those guys, I'm so impressed with Blake and
Mike.
Mike. Yeah.
They do some great work in the community. I love what they do. We partner with them as much as we can. They do some great stuff for our veterans.
And they're probably excited to be partnering with you because veterans approach them with homelessness might be an issue for them as well.
Yeah.
Or inadequate housing. So I'm sure they were very happy to have a partnership with you with what you do.
Yeah. You know, and something not a lot of people know, but there's a couple different organizations in town, APC, and Veterans Navigation Network.
Who's APC?
So APC is the Adaptive Performance Center.
Yeah.
It's a gym here in Billings just for veterans.
Yeah.
Ran by Mitch and Karen and some great community members there. I know it's just for veterans because I tried bringing my own son one day to the gym, and I asked Karen, I was like, can I bring my son and to come work out? And she's so sweet. She's like, yes, this time, but this is just solely for veterans. And I love her for it. And she's they're amazing for what they do. And so we sort of try to support them as much as possible. Actually, for APC, if you wouldn't mind,
do.
At the end of the year, we give back to APC, we write them a check for the moves that we do throughout the year, and we tally it up, and we write them a check to support their mission, what they do, and just to avoid veteran suicide. And so that's something we really want to get behind with them.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, those things they have value. They're making a difference.
Oh, so much. People don't even realize.
Yeah, and APC, we've had them on, and they are just. You can see the passion and the care and the calmness, which you have to have because, and I think we're learning too, and maybe you can share your experience with that, but that's why the Veterans Navigation Network was so vital and grew so fast because we're missing on a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe you talk about that. Talk about when you came out of the military. You seemed like you had a lot of things going for you and maybe a direction already set. But what were you struggling with, Jeremy, that you'd like to help veterans with now?
Yeah, no, you know, moving, that's a great question, Tom. Moving here from Seattle, kind of lost in the sauce, and some Seattle's such a big area, coming to Billings, Montana, such a smaller area, and really kind of trying to find my, get my feet wet and find out what the community is all about. One of my first interactions was with Mike at Veterans Navigation Network, and he took me under his wing and showed me what the deal is and got me in contact with so many great resources here in Montana and really got me on the right foot. And so I really love V&M for what they do and how they helped me get started in a new place with not knowing anything. And so really having those resources and really dialing in on what I needed at the time. So they're really, really great in that and really dialing in, getting the doctor again. Because before I came to Montana, I never really went to the doctor and the VA. And so the VA and the doctor has been going great here. You know, a lot of veterans, like myself deal with, PTSD and, mm-hmm. and what other different kind of fashions. And, mm-hmm. and so the community here in Billings has been great for that. It's been amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys, you care so much and it's so obvious and so genuine. And I very much appreciate that. Jeremy Ide again with us here. He is the general manager and co-owner of 2 Minute a Truck in Billings. We're doing this veterans promotion as we're talking about here. This is maybe a tough question. You kind of hit upon it a little bit here. You look back at your military service, and it doesn't have to be specific. Maybe you can generalize a little bit. What did you gain, and what did it cost you?
That's a great question.
You can think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what I gained was... God, so much. But the strength to move forward in any kind of obstacle, really. The knowing that doing things for the right reason in the end is going to work out every time. That's what really helped me in the Marine Corps is to push forward no matter what. And I've done that ever since I've gotten out, and it's got me into some great spaces, and including the space I'm in now. And I couldn't be more grateful. To be doing what I'm doing now and having the most fun I've ever had. So it's really great.
That's excellent.
Oh yeah.
What did it cost?
You know, it cost a little bit of time. With friends and family. Trying, you know, having mm-hmm. being in the military, being deployed away for 6 months at a time. Time away from my family. I have three small kids at the time. Well, at the time I had one small kid, mm-hmm. but three kids altogether, you know, they suffered a little bit. But I had to go through that process to really learn who I really was. And now, you know, Jeremy 2.0 is doing great. Nice. So yeah, it was great.
What does Jeremy 2.0 tell, other veterans 1.0 or 2.0, so to speak?
Yeah. Just, surround yourself with great people that you trust and, keep moving forward and, always communicate if you have a bad day. You just never know what somebody's going through out there. A lot of veterans are going through a lot of stuff, and they just had somebody to talk to on a normal basis. I think that would help a lot.
Yeah. And really good answer. I mean, I guess I'm thinking of my mom, you know, as an elderly person, they want company, you know, and I think some veterans need that kind of company too.
Yeah. You know, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
It definitely is. Because a lot of times we feel lonely. I feel like we don't have anybody. But when I came to Billings, and sought this community, I didn't feel as lonely anymore. Yeah, so it really is the community that you surround yourself around with.
I share at times, you know, I never served. My father did, Korean War, sergeant, and then my brother served in the Army as well. But I've known a lot of veterans. Of course, you live in Montana, you know, 1 in 10. And so I had a lot of veterans friends and you know, some very close. A gentleman, and I'll say his name, Jake, out of Missoula, and folks... We'll remember Jake, and you know, we shared a beverage or two and some thoughts. And you would think, Jeremy, that he survived the Vietnam War, but it was maybe 25 years later the war got him.
Yeah.
Do you, when you're working in veterans circles, those stories are present there, right? How do you manage that? Because that's not where you rest. That's not where you want to stay, so to speak.
Right.
But there's value in those kinds of reflections.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Reflecting, but at the same time, looking at what can be, right? And, you know, we've all gone through not so great times, but always staying positive and looking at what's in the future. How good can it get, you know? And really just having a positive mindset and just working through it, push through it.
Yeah.
And surround yourself with good community. I think that's the best advice I can give.
Nice. We got a couple of minutes left. APC, they've got a new, that's Adaptive Performance Center. You talked about them, Mitch and Karen. I'm going to throw it out there. You support them. Shops just right down the road here from where we're at here in Billings, but they opened up a place in Helena, and now you were saying Colorado, maybe it's on there.
Yeah, I think I saw something. I think Colorado Springs or something like that, but yeah, they're opening up a third location. They're growing like crazy, and it's great to see their growth, and the community that they put together is amazing. It's really community. It's not just a gym. It's really a community center for veterans, and to be around like-minded people, it's really great.
Yeah, I appreciate them very much. So let's go through this one last time. We got like 2 minutes, and then Steve Daines is going to join us here on the other side of the other break here. Last year, you did this 3 for free giveaway. It just wasn't enough. This year, you doubled down on it, and 6 veterans to be moved. Is there a timeline for that? Obviously, you want to sign up now and before November 11th, because that's when you're going to draw those names, so to speak. And is there a timeline for when that move happens?
You know, not really. We still have one from our last year drawing where we haven't moved him yet, but he's got an account and he knows that whenever he's ready to move, he just needs to give us a call and we're ready to move him.
He's got one in the bag.
Yeah,
then?
We got one in the bag already. So there's no time frame. You need to get moved. You get drawn as a winner, we'll get you moved.
Helping disabled veterans, I'm sure is probably a priority there as well.
Oh yeah.
So that's the thing. Nonstop Local, or you can go to your,
our Facebook page.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, there's a video of me talking about the giveaway. And I think in the comments on that video, you'll see a link to the giveaway of the nomination page.
Well, it's a really good promotion. And I'd almost like to kind of tag along and get some video
next time, definitely.
Of when you do that,
yeah.
You know, because you're helping real people in that regard. And thank you for your service.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate that very much. And you're able to talk about it. And as you noted, too, getting out there, getting help where it's available.
Yeah. That's so important. Thank you for having me on.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. What's your phone number?
406-703-1700.
703-1700. Get involved in this. And look at, you know, if you want to call your local two-man in a truck company where you're at and suggest this, well, I'm suggesting you might do that. Jeremy, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.